Philco Corporation, world's largest radio manufacturer, presents... Your Radio Hall of Fame, starring Paul Whiteman and Martha Tilton, and honoring today Larry Storch and Bill Bojangles Robinson. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Paul Whiteman.
Good evening, and for the Philco Corporation, welcome to Radio's Hall of Fame, where every week we bring you stars made famous by your recognition. And it's your applause, too, that makes a musical composition great, like the famous Horace DeCotta.
Arrangement of Horace DeCotta. And now we've got a great piece of news for you. Tomorrow, you can go to your Philco dealer and get him to show you a new way to play records, an amazing Philco invention that revolutionizes the phonograph. It's the new Philco 1201, and I guarantee you've never seen anything like it. All you do is put a record in the slot, close the door, and it plays. The Philco 1201 combines both a radio and a phonograph that starts, plays, and stops automatically. No fussing with lids, controls, tone arms, or needles. You never even see the tone arm. Both 10 and 12-inch records center themselves automatically on the turntable. If you want to play the same record over, just open the door and shut it again. Magic? Sure. But so simple and easy, you could play it blindfold. Only Philco has it. So go to your Philco dealer and ask him to demonstrate the sensational new Philco 1201. Another great new radio development from Philco the leader, famous for quality the world over.
When a young man in the short space of 6 months has Hollywood and Broadway outbidding each other for his talents, he is definitely a star. Before the ink was dry on his Navy discharge papers, he was signing a contract to appear on the radio stage and screen. Today, the Philco Hall of Fame is honored to honor him. Ladies and gentlemen, Larry Storch.
Thank you very much.
Larry, the big news on the main stem is that you're stopping the show over at the Coca Cabana. How about that?
Well, not stopping it, Paul, just helping it along.
Well, how does it feel working all night and sleeping all day? Kind of different from the Navy routine, huh?
Yes, but I don't sleep all day. I go to the movies, 3 and 4 a day, catching up on some of the pictures I've missed.
Oh, you're really a movie fan, aren't you, Larry?
Well, Paul, it's not so much that I'm a fan. I'm more of a movie thief.
A thief?
Yes. You see, I steal little tricks from the stars on the screen. Like, for instance, there's one gentleman who, when he chooses, has a decided Cockney twang. Mr. Cary Grant. Hi, Ma.
Look, it's me, Ernie Moss. I've come home, I have.
Yes.
I'm drunk, too. The less said about that, the better.
Sorry, Ma. Can't say I'm here for long, though. You know Ernie Moss, you do. Free as a breath of wind, I am. I love you very, very much, Ma. You know that. You're me girl. But I can't breathe around here. And Ma, when I go, no tears, no hysterics. I see a great big smile. Well, I'm on my way, Ma. Mind you don't catch cold, Ma. Cheerio, Ma. That was Ma. And invariably, in a horror picture, there is to be found this treacherous little man.
Oh, you fat, bloated pig. You blundering idiot. If you can't murder your own friends, who can you murder? When I walk down the street, people look at me and say, there he goes. That's him, that's the one. Peter Lorre. He set fire to his mother. But can't you see that I'm very shy and very sensitive? I had a woman of my own, and I loved her very much. One night we went for a walk in the park, and I remember the moon was very bright, and she was very beautiful. She looked at me, and I looked at her, and she looked at me, and what could I do? So I strangled her.
And a gentleman I had the good fortune of working with on radio, he's a lovable character, he bubbles, Mr. Frank Morgan.
Are you serious, Calliope? Oh, no. I should like to say, though, that I have just come from a very trying day in court. Really, it was miserable. The judge was judging, the prosecuting attorney was prosecuting, and the defense counsel was defending. And now I can understand how a jury of 6 men and 6 women can stay locked in a jury room for a whole month. The housing shortage.
And now, if I may, I should like to offer my humble impression of the former Prime Minister of Great Britain, Mr. Winston Churchill.
At this moment, I have the worst possible news. France lies under the heel of the invader, and tonight England stands alone against the Nazi tiger. The battle for the continent is over. The battle for England begins. You ask, in this dark hour, what is our policy? I say to you, it is to wage war against this man Hitler with all the strength God can give us. We shall fight this Nazi on the beaches. We shall fight in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall go on to the end. We shall defend our island. We shall never surrender. God defend the right.
is only great. Put on a few pounds and you can do the life of Paul Whiteman. Comes now a little lady with a voice that's hard to imitate. The Radio Hall of Fame's number one song stylist, Martha Tilton. Martha, how about singing your sensational new Capitol recording, the one that's sweeping the country?
All right, Paul, and here it is. Ah, yes, there's good blues tonight.
Well, charming, let's go, let's go.
I'm a-telling you, Jack, great days are back. Take the word of a bird with an ear. Gather round the stand, listen to the band. It's the jive you've been waiting to hear. Ah, yes, there's good blues tonight. There's good blues tonight. You can't help but dance, 'cause the music is really right. Ah, yes, there's good blues tonight. There's groovy blues tonight. Dance to romance while the dancing is lilting light. Each chuck can cheek to cheek it with his chick. No gate that's late will break latest lick. Ah, yes, there's good blues tonight. There's true blues tonight. So hold your baby tight, 'cause there's sure good blues tonight.
Good blues tonight.
About that period around the year 1886, let me refresh your memory. In 1886, construction was still underway on the Panama Canal. The Brooklyn Bridge was 5 years old, and electric lights had just been tried for the first time on Broadway. Those same Broadway lights were one day to spell out the name of the man we're honoring in Radio's Hall of Fame today. But in 1886, he was just a little dancing kid in Richmond, Virginia. Now, after 60 years in show business, here he is just over from the Café Zanzibar, as chipper as he was when he first started. Ladies and gentlemen, Bill Bojangles Robinson.
Thank you, Paul Whiteman, and ladies and gentlemen.
Bill, how in the world do you manage to stay so young-looking? I can't believe you're 67.
They didn't believe me a few years ago when I went down to the draft board to sign up. They got one look at my birth record and says, "Brother, you just 3 wars too late."
Well, Bill, you started your career when you were only 7 years old. Tell me, are you sorry now?
Yes, Paul, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I wasted 7 years getting started.
Well, for the benefit of us kids, how did you get started?
Well, it was back in my hometown in Richmond, Virginia. I used to shell peas for 2 cents a quart. I had a big day. I made 65 cents. There was a show in town called Primrose and West. I bought a ticket, went in to see the show, and when that Primrose came on the stage, he danced so easy and so wonderful, I just sat there and prayed that I would be close to George Primrose. And, Paul, I'm still trying to be a Primrose.
Well, Bill, didn't you sing a little in those days?
Oh, man, I was a slicker. How would you like to hear one of them old-time songs?
Well, give it out, give it
we
out.
We had a little song we used to sing when a fella walked in and wouldn't give a lady a seat, and it went something like this. Stand up and let the lady sit down. Trouble you surely meet. If you got in the kind of manners, man, to a lady you give your seat. Your place is hanging on to one of them straps, you great big homely clown. If there's any part of gentleman about you at all, stand up and let the lady sit down. How's that?
That's really wonderful, Bill. But you know, they wouldn't understand you if you tried singing that song on the subway today. Where'd you go from Richmond?
Well, I went to Washington. I left Richmond, went to Washington, and I came up here to New York. And you know, when I left Richmond, they had gas lamps. And when I got into New York, they had the same thing, horse cars. And Paul is a little tough. Then I met a guy named Marty Falk as my agent. Then the road got easy.
Yeah, about that time you were on the same bill with Eva Tangway, weren't you?
That's the lady that raised my salary. You know how she raised it?
No.
I played on a bill with her. She used to sing a song called, I Don't Care, I Don't Care. She had about $100 throwing out pennies, and some of them would fall in the switchboard and in the footlights and in the music pit. And after every matinee and nightfall, I stayed with the stagehands. And during the week, I'd pick up about $50 or $60, and that's how she raised my salary.
Bill, you were one of the first to tap your way into the big time, you know, a booking at the Palace. And if my memory serves me right, on the same bill with you was the great Sarah Bernhardt.
I never will forget that grand lady. Paul, you know, she used to get $10,000 a week.
Ouch.
And they paid her off every morning in gold.
In gold?
That's right.
Bill, and didn't you play a command performance before the King of England?
I got a kick out of that. I played the Kit Kat in England, and the... You know, the big fella came in, and I was trying to teach him to Charleston. He says, oh, it's deucely clever, don't you know, Top, but it don't look like I can get onto the steps.
Bill, what made people laugh back in 1900? Can you remember any of the jokes you told?
Well, Paul, I can remember the first joke I told when I started in show business. It was about a mosquito flying into a grocery store, lighting on a small lump of sugar, and it went something like this. That was on the sugar. Now, that same mosquito flying in the same grocery store, lighting on a small piece of Limburger cheese. He's gone.
Yes, sir, the man did leave. Tell me, in all those years of hoofing, did you ever have a lesson in tap dancing?
No, but I had some wonderful pupils. That is Fred Stone and his daughter, Dorothy, and there's Eleanor Powell. And Fred and Adela Stair when they were kids. Wait a minute, I'm ahead of my step. I had one person to try to teach me a step.
Teach you?
Yeah, and that was Shirley Temple. And the funny part, I couldn't do the step.
Well, was there anybody you couldn't ever teach?
I want you to ask me that. I had a tough pupil. Guess who that was?
I don't know. Who was
Sophie Tucker.
Well, Bill, with 60 years of trooping, you can look back on a roster of great names in show business. Folks who were associated with you.
Paul, yes, I can look way back. And I'm proud to say that I knew them and I played on a bill with them. There was Sarah Bernhardt, Thado Roberts, Eddie Leonard, that great fella, Bert Williams, my pal, Florence Mills, Lillian Russell, and Annie Hell, and that grand man with the chewing gum and the little cowboy rope, Will Rogers. And I'm happy to say that all of them were my personal friend.
A few years ago, Bill, you starred in that great show, The Hot Mikado. You know, you were the hottest Mikado that ever burned up a Gilbert and Sullivan score. How about one of the numbers from that show for Philco's Hall of Fame?
Well, Paul, for the Hall of Fame and you, I'll be delighted. A more humane Mikado never did in Japan exist. To nobody's second, I certainly reckon a true philanthropist. It was my very humane endeavor to make, to some extent, each evil liver a running river of harmonious merriment. My object all sublime, I will achieve in time to make the punishment fit the crime, the punishment fit the crime, and make each prisoner pent, unwillingly represent a source of innocent merriment, of innocent merriment. Oh my, let the punishment fit, oh my, let the punishment fit, oh my, let the punishment fit, the crime, the crime, the crime. A callous type of chewing gum people who spread the wads on the street shall baffle at capers with sheets of fly papers attached to both of their feet. And a talkative barber who bends your ears while he barbecue you with hot towels shall have a guy shove him inside of an oven and bake him until he howls. Now the fellow who peddles the counterfeit ticket for sweepstakes or a boo shall set like a dummy and play himself rummy while tied to the tail of a mule. Now chiselers who are pressing numbers, your nickels and dimes to rake, whenever I snarl 'em, I'll dance 'em out of Harlem, unless I get half of the take. Paul, here's what I call dancing 'em out of Harlem.
Yes, sir.
Hand it, boy.
Bill, that was wonderful. And good luck on your next 60 years in show business.
1930.
There's the lucky number, Glenn. That's for Philco, the leader in radio.
Sure, Paul, the world's largest radio manufacturer, year after year since 1930. And now Philco's on the march again, with brilliant new radios that are new all the way through. Amazing new inventions like the sensational Philco 1201. Here's a brand new way to play records, a new kind of radio phonograph. You just put a record in the slot, close the door, and it plays and stops itself automatically. No lid to lift, no tone arm to touch, no needle to set. This amazing new invention is one more example why Philco has been tops in radio ever since Paul Whiteman's band was playing.
April Showers. And friends, you've got a thrill coming when you play April Showers or any other record on Philco's marvelous new 1201.
Paul, again, Philco's number one with the new 1201.
Glenn, it's so new, even Philco never had it before.
And only Philco has it now.
Right, Glenn. I guess I've played just about all the phonographs there are. And I never saw anything like that 1201 before. And remember, seeing is believing. So go see Philco's new kind of radio phonograph playing.
Ask your Philco dealer to demonstrate Philco's amazing new invention, the 1201, the new kind of radio phonograph.
The road to success in show business is a long, hard grind. I've seen many entertainers wait a lifetime for the opportunity that brought stardom. Like the bird and the worm, the earlier you start, the better, providing you're the bird. On her way up the stairway to the stars tonight is a young lady who I believe has a great and brilliant future in store for her. Miss Joan Lazer. Hello, Joanie.
Hello, Mr. Whiteman. I'm very honored to be here.
And we're very honored to have you. Joanie, would you tell the people listening a little about yourself?
I would be very happy to, Mr. Whiteman. I'm 9 years old. I'm in the sixth grade, and I sing.
Well, honey, that's just about as short and as sweet as you are.
Oh, pardon me for butting in again. But looking at this little girl, she reminds me of a little girl at the stairway going up to the stars. Listen, darling, do you know a song called Good Ship Lollipop?
You mean the one that goes, on the good ship lollipop, it's a sweet trip to a candy shop.
That's all, sister. You remind me. You remind me of Shirley Temple when she started up the top of the ladder.
Yes, and Shirley Temple really climbed those stairs to the stars. She went up like a jackrabbit with his tail on fire.
Brother, she went up there so fast, I thought she was on a pogo stick.
Well, Jonah, you saddle your pogo stick and take those steps three at a time. And what are you going
to
sing?
I would like to sing Onesie Twosie, I Love Youzie.
Yeah, and I Love You Twosie. All right, boysie.
You'd never think arithmetic was something you'd enjoy. But when it's done a certain way, it's fun for every girl and boy.
Onesie, twosie, I'll kiss you. Twosie, threesie, you kiss me. Threesie, foursie, kiss some moresie. Let's start counting higher. Foursie, fivesie, let's get lively. Fivesie, sixie, hug me quicksie. Sixie, seventy, this is heavensy. My heart's on a flyer. Keep the numbers going till the song is done. Love will keep on growing and we'll have lots of fun. 70, 80, you're my daisy. 80, 90, ain't it fine? 90, 10, start again. 1, 2, I love you.
Keep the numbers going till the song is done. Love will keep on growing and we'll have lots of fun.
70, 80,
you're my daisy.
80, 90,
ain't this fine?
90, 10,
start again.
1, 2, 3, 4, keep on counting more and more.
Thank you, Joan Lazier. If I hadn't seen you, I wouldn't think you were 9 years old either. And Bill Robinson, we want to thank you. And what greater encouragement could any aspirant to stardom have than to be handed the torch from a man who has been trooping the theater for 60 years? A great future to you, Joan Lazier, and a tapping good time to you, Bill Robinson. Once again, may I say how nice it was having you all here in the Radio Hall of Fame today. Bill Robinson, Larry Storch, and Joan Lazier. And we were truly honored to honor you. Ladies and gentlemen, be with us again next Sunday when we welcome Topper himself, Roland Young, the 6-year-old wizard of the piano, Sugar Child Robinson, and to help us launch the baseball season, the Yankees' Jolting Joe DiMaggio. And, of course, our singing star, Martha Tilton, and yours truly, Paul Whiteman. Listen to Philco's other program, The Breakfast Club, with Don McNeil, over most of these same stations, Monday through Friday. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.